Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Non-disclosures.
Yeah. You don't buy them?
It's over. It's done. It's out there.
Is there like a fine print where if there's five leaks that the non-disclosure
doesn't
count?
What are they
going
to do now? Oh, wow. You said something about
the
uniforms?
Oh, my God.
Woo! Good thing FedEx didn't do that.
Like, hey, man, some of us follow the rules, okay?
I'm following the rules, but it's like, oh, wow, so FedEx went ahead and told the world, or whoever it was.
And Antonio Brown.
And the little Lilliputian fella.
Yeah.
You know, the number 24.
The model.
Yeah. That little fella told the world, but heaven forbid I say this about the uniforms. Yeah. Oh, my.
That's where I'm at, man. I'm looking forward to this, man. This is going to be a nice little appetizer. This is like a what kind of appetizer? If I was to tell you, we got draft week this week. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Fun weekend. Mm-hmm. What the hell happened to your nose?
I know. Let me hit the confession now.
What on earth is wrong with you, buddy?
Hold on. All right. So there's a level of gross, like that. You should I wear a Band-Aid on my nose or should I not?
Yeah, you should wear a Jerry Rice Breathe Right strip.
I made the decision this morning. You know what? I'm not gonna wear the Band-Aid. As I saw it this morning in the bathroom right here, I was like, yeah, probably should have worn a Band-Aid.
Is it sunscreen?
No, we went up. We did like a 4-hour ride into the mountains on ATVs. To the Costa Rican jungle, and it was badass, which I can get into, but I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
That's going to recap my entire vacation for 4 hours.
I feel
hours.
Like you're attacking Sean.
No, I am. I'm not.
I feel like you're attacking Sean.
but there are a couple things about that I need to know. So we were up in the mountains and we were bouncing everywhere. So the goggles, you have to wear a face mask with all the dust and the goggles. So the goggles kept rubbing, but I didn't want to take them off because I couldn't see.
Okay.
So it just kept rubbing right here.
Okay.
And so it kind of cut it. But it was 4 hours in the jungle, man. It was bad.
It looks like crap.
It looks horrible. I probably should have worn a Band-Aid.
You should probably put some, ointment on it.
I've been putting stuff on it.
Okay.
But for y'all's sake, I was going to wear a Band-Aid.
Good. Yeah, it's all good.
But I did not.
Yeah, I think the Band-Aid. Yeah, I think you need a Jerry Rice.
I saw a monkey up there, man. Right. I came right up to us. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome,
Some macaws.
There you go.
It was badass.
So what appetizer would these uniforms be? Like, if we're talking about, if the main course is the draft, what appetizer has this uniform unveiling been for you?
So far, and what I expect. So far, it has been edamame. It's like, what are you doing?
Is that good or bad?
It's very, kind of not fulfilling, maybe not even appreciated like it probably should be. That doesn't mean that you're going to have a bad meal, though. You know, that doesn't mean it's not, it's going to be bad. The whole thing with these uniforms kind of came into focus for me this past week. They never should have worried about us. They never should have worried about the media.
Just do your own thing.
Never should have worried about fans. Never should have worried about the fan council. Never should have worried about, hey, we're listening. No. Maybe they do it on the down low and listen and get some input, but don't start including all these people. I mean, and because the more people that kind of have an idea of what you're doing, the worse things can go until you reveal it.
But if you have a badass squad, it doesn't matter. That's the good thing.
No, that's
for them.
What Nick was saying yesterday.
Good thing for them is they have a good squad.
I checked in on you guys occasionally.
Yeah, that's the good thing, right?
Yeah. If you have a good squad, it doesn't matter. The uniforms will look better on a good squad. But I think they've tried to please too many different people and include too many different people. The Lions did it right.
They just dropped them?
He said, look at these badass
just
uniforms. And then everybody said, you know what? They are badass. And it wasn't real hyped up, wasn't real. you know, down low, all this other stuff.
I do think they need to just completely change uniforms at the bare minimum from now on.
What do you mean? Like, when?
Like just go all or go basically Oregon, where if it's 3 years, if it's 5 years, they need to change their uniforms as often as possible now at this point.
I think the NFL has some say in that.
No, but I think there's a minimum that you can do it. I think it's like 3 to 5, whatever the least amount of time that you can wait. They just need to go all in, because I think the merch will be fine. But it has been a lot. It's not costly leaks, and it's not like the leaks are coming within the organization. So we have fun with the leaks. But, you know, it's not like a draft pick or something getting leaked. It's outside of the organization. But it is going to be interesting to see hear the reaction, because I think it's going to be split.
I think there's a way there's one way the Texans cannot win at this point, but there's also a way they cannot lose. And let me explain. They can't win because there's already been too many leaks, too many bad models. The H-Town helmet reveal, Antonio Brown. They can't really win in terms of, fans love this.
You love that H-Town helmet, don't you?
I did like it from the very start.
I figured. That was a lucky guess there, but I figured you liked that one.
Is that racially profiling?
No. I just figured that you liked that new helmet.
Old English lettering on the back of my truck that says Lopez.
Race car!
I just thought you might like it. Yeah, it was just a shot in the dark.
Just a hunch. A shot in the dark. Okay, I see what you did there, too. So they can't win in terms of, like, when it's revealed, everybody's going to be like, or 70% or whatever is going to be. This is awesome. It's already got a bad rep in some circles. But they can't lose here. People are going to buy new merch.
Yeah. The merch is going to be nasty.
It's going to sell.
The merch is going to be nasty.
Yeah, it's going to sell. And it's going to sell in ways that maybe not even reflect the uniform themselves. Because you added these colors, and this is something we've talked about occasionally, you can sell even the tiniest bit of color on your uniform as the primary color on merchandise. So, like, let's say I don't know how much H-Town Blue, there's some clearly that's going to be on the helmet that was revealed. But I don't know how much is going to be on all the uniforms. But that doesn't mean they can't sell a jersey with that as the promise.
Are you over H-Town Blue yet?
No, I think it's going to be cool.
Are you over this stuff yet?
No, I think it's going to be nice.
Can we move past the H-Town Blue? We're not there.
That's what people haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No.
What do you mean they haven't seen it?
The uniform hadn't been revealed yet.
Oh, it hadn't?
Well, most of them.
I mean, well?
Maybe. maybe most of them. That was pretty sweet. He put all that stuff up there. Like, what is it? Where does he get his stuff?
I mean, Antonio Brown was with Nike, right?
I guess. That's probably it, huh?
I would think.
I think he knows someone here, man.
Nah.
Is it time to start taking him a little serious with his new?
Dude, he's been kicking butt.
Yeah, but
he been talking about Justin Herbert getting traded.
Yeah, but he's also kind of a parody.
No.
Is he?
Antonio Brown, CTE, ESPN. I mean, he's kind of having fun with everything, too.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, you got to take him serious. But you know how I know, like, it's not going to be universally liked and maybe more people will dislike him?
Well, I don't think it's bad to have disagreement about the uniforms. I think it's actually a good thing for them.
Look, all they really care about is selling merch. And they're going to sell merch. So they're going to be happy. Texans are going to be happy. But I've seen so many, like, people who have had the sneak peek say variations of, well, maybe they'll grow on you. Maybe they'll grow on you.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
not
once
a
you
great
see him.
Endorsement.
Yeah, once you see him, though. That's a good endorsement, isn't
no,
it?
No, it is not. Well, maybe you'll get used to him. You know, maybe he'll grow on you. I don't know. There's some that I like, flat out. I guess I can't really talk too much about the details, but...
You can't?
I know everything's been pretty much out there. But 10 a.m. tomorrow, huh, is when they're going to actually drop.
10 a.m. they're going to drop. 11 a.m. we're going to talk to Count Hand. What are they going to do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They put out, last week, video. You weren't here. God, you would have had a field day with this. I think this was an accident. B. Scott said it might have been an accident, but I was really confused because they dropped a 15-minute video around 10, mm-hmm. like basically explaining everything that went into it. And then they dropped 5 videos within the next hour and a half about the uniforms. Mm-hmm. And I was like, 6 videos in about 90 minutes about this uniform process and everything? Did we try to spread this out? Were we just trying to spam the news feed? What was going on there? I don't know. It was a lot.
I feel pretty comfortable in saying this. I think this is a lot of, because I saw that, I think it's a lot of heading people off at the pass before things go bad.
What does that mean?
Like basically trying to control the narrative that they know is coming.
But it's not that serious. Like
it's
that's
not that serious.
That's what I'm getting at with this uniform thing. I am actually like the Texans are in a situation where they could literally take a dump on a design mm-hmm. and people would support it because people are that excited about what they got going on with the team.
Yeah.
And there's been all this like proactive explanation and all that. It's not that serious. It's fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's fun to debate talking about uniforms, but it's not. You don't have to explain yourself too much. It's uniforms.
But I feel like they, you know, the old saying of undersell and over deliver. I think they've kind of oversold and they feel like they might be under delivering, and so they have to kind of get that, take that care of, you know, just do the best they can to prevent that from happening, because it's not going to be a great universal acceptance of what these uniforms are.
I think it'll be better than you think.
I don't know what it's going to be. You know, nobody does, but I can tell you this. I can tell you one person we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Who's that?
Amy Adams-Strunk.
Why?
I feel like she had a direct impact on the product we will see tomorrow.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're obsessing over an old color.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think they also kind of tipped their hand a little bit to where it kind of got her attention a little bit more. I think it goes up to the hype.
Yeah. No,
but I'm fine. I'm actually fine if there is not a lot of H-Town blue. I'm fine with it at this point.
Well, whether you're fine with it or not, like they kind of talked about this was going to be part of the uniform. I think we're going to see just how much of a part of the uniform it is. And ultimately, we'll probably be talking about...
There's a little bit on that helmet.
Amy Adams, there is a little bit on that helmet. That's I liked it. I did.
I know. And I knew before you told me.
Old English lettering notwithstanding, I liked it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Lopez. Big white letters across the back of the back window of my truck.
I saw it, man. I like that influence.
Yeah.
So there you go. Uniforms dropping tomorrow. We got the McNairs coming in studio at 11.
You know, you laugh about that. I mean, you're giving me a hard time about that. I bet you it really is going to be big time,
John. I'm not just pulling this out of nowhere. You think I'm saying the Hispanics like that hat, but because I'm just making it up?
No, it's going to.
You should have seen the text line last week. All the like, and it's not just the Hispanics. Hispanics love that new helmet.
Yeah, it's going to be. My people are going to love that.
They love it.
Yeah,
that new hat is hard though. I like the hat.
Oh, the one that he was posing in with his dog.
Yeah,
that's his real dog, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
How old is that dog?
I want to say...
Dog looks like he can.
I actually met that dog.
Dog looks fast.
I went by their house a while back.
Look at you.
And saw that dog, and it's a leaper, but he's a real friendly dog.
He's probably pretty well trained, right?
Eh,
The McNair's dog isn't trained?
That one.
Was he young?
Yeah, he likes to jump around.
But was he a really baby? Friendly. Was he a baby?
Like, is he potty trained?
No, he's that kind of trained, yeah.
But he wasn't as trained as you would expect?
He was.
The McNair's coming to the studio tomorrow at 11, yeah, right after the uniform. So you're going to. Well, the uniforms will be dropped and we will be taking a test. First thing that I was asked, are y'all going to be nice?
Of course we're going to be nice.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean?
We're going to be ourselves.
They're uniforms. They're cool.
We're going to be ourselves.
I mean, they're going to be cool uniforms. I'm excited.
Can we get on with Landry and Lopez? Are they going to be nice? Of course they're going to be nice.
I mean, we got that reputation where somebody got to say, are y'all going to be nice?
No, but they know we'll just,
They say nice. We're honest.
Yeah, we want to talk about these unis, man.
Clearly, it must be some type of reputation if they got
to
act.
Nice is not a euphemism for sucking up to people.
Look, it's the reality is
just honest with the people.
They're uniforms. Exactly. They're uniforms. It's okay. It's new gear. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Going to be a party at night? 6:30, 9:30. So how is this working? Are they just going to be selling
merch?
That's
weird, isn't it? Did they change the whole idea? Because they're releasing them at 10 a.m. then having the reveal party that evening?
I mean, what are they doing? Are they going to just have a concert and people are going to be wearing the jerseys or what?
Yeah.
I think it's just a party.
Or the players need to be there.
They're going to sell merch, right?
Yeah.
30%
off. On the new jerseys.
Off of what?
On the new jersey.
Wait, 30% off the new or the old?
I think the new.
The new?
No way.
If you there at the party.
They're going to give you 30% off the new jerseys. Figgy, right, let's hold Figgy to that. That would be a...
If I'm right, you owe me a jersey.
Nah, I'm not a business guy.
But
I'm just saying I ain't giving you 30% off my brand new jerseys.
Is it 30? Is it really 30%
off? At the party.
Hold on.
At the party.
Is it really 30% off if you've never sold them before? 30% off of what?
Yeah, what are we basing it off of?
Yeah, it's like 30% off. Well,
yeah, that's like having a grand opening at a restaurant and saying it's 30% off and then just setting the price.
Yeah, that's not 30% off anything. That's the price. You know?
Yeah, what's going on
here? Are they going to go up?
I feel like it should be 30% off old merchandise if it's me, but I actually think it should be probably a little bit more, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Old merchandise, 70% off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the new merch, 30%. I'm not going to quote Figgy on that. Kind of feel like he's...
If I'm right, you owe me a jersey.
I don't owe you nothing.
Well, shut the hell up then.
Season ticket holder weighing in saying 30% off all merchandise.
Okay, but which merchandise? Jerseys? Which merchandise?
Yeah, is that new jersey?
Are they going to have the new merchandise? That's my question.
Yeah.
Why would they have the old one there?
What do you mean? Because they got to get rid of it.
If only we knew two people...
So we having a new uniform party, but only the old stuff is there?
Yeah, it's on sale. Throwbacks.
All right.
if only we knew two people that were going to be in studio tomorrow at 11 that could answer this.
Don't get in the way of me trying to solve this mystery myself.
If only.
Yeah, I don't know. The party's going to be the party.
The party is gonna
it's be the party.
Is gonna
Post
be the
has some good grub too, by the way. Some really good food at the Post.
Yeah, it's no not doubt. Your it's not your basic.
It ain't no middle of the mall.
Yeah,
it's like a mall food court on steroids.
Exactly.
Valco, performance enhancing drugs.
Exactly.
What a big week this is, man. We got the draft. We got the uniform unveil. Figgy's just offering up sales to people. I mean, it is a hell of a time to be alive.
Am I right about that 30%?
I don't know. Are you?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Y'all want to get some is it the new jerseys or the old jerseys?
How is that?
I said 30%. I heard it was 30% off.
How is that semantic?
I said they offering 30% off.
How is it the new jerseys or the old jerseys?
Oh, is it the new jerseys? Is it the old? It got to be the old jerseys.
That ain't semantic. I just don't want people going there and saying, well, I heard on Sports Radio 610... Figgy said,
y'all said what's going on? I said it's a party there.
30% off the new jersey.
Y'all said what was going on there. I said it's a party, people performing.
There you go.
And they got 30% off of the jerseys.
Which ones?
I don't know. Look, there you go.
Which ones? By the way, the Denver Broncos just dropped new uniforms.
Yeah, they did. They just kind of made it. They're keeping the main thing. You know,
this is crazy.
They got a draft to worry about. You know, they don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I really think, man, they just built it up too much for too long.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
No way that these leaks were not going to happen. I know Doug talked about it with the afternoon guys last week. But
Doug Vosick, the man who oversaw this process.
Yeah, I mean, I know he worked hard, and but yeah, there's no way this was going to work.
Coming up, the draft. Why the Texans may not do the one thing you think they'll do with one of their first two picks. In the Loop continues on Draft Week next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.